Good morning, Skinners.
Yes, ma'am. Is Kevin Poole in, please?
Yes, he is. Can you hold one moment?
Yes, ma'am. Sure can.
Okay.
This is Kevin.
Yes, how you doing today?
Pretty good.
Yes, sir. My name is W.P. Richardson.
Mm-hmm.
Here a while back, I bought a chest-type freezer, you know, down there from y'all.
Mm-hmm.
And something kind of crazy happened. I was wondering if you could help me with it. Last Thursday, I was going down the road out here in my pickup, and I ran over a hog. And I went to several houses out around here and asked the people, you know, people that stayed around there, if any of them recognized the hog or if it belonged to any of them, you know. And it was, nobody claimed it or nothing. It weighed about 300 and something pounds. Me and my son loaded it in the back of my pickup. But I was on my way to visit some of my kinfolk down at Birmingham. And I didn't have time to skin it and clean it, so I just put the whole thing in the freezer and froze it all, you know, like in one piece. And what I was intending to do is when I got back, I was going to get it out of there and, you know, clean it and everything, because I couldn't find who owned it. And I thought we'd just keep it, you know, and have some sausage and ham and everything made out of it.
Mm-hmm.
Well, this here's the crazy part. One of my grandkids was out here Saturday, and I guess I accidentally knocked that plug loose. And the hog, I guess, came to or something, and it kicked the inside out of the freezer. You know, that plastic
lining
that's in it? And, I mean, tore it all to pieces and even got some dents on the outside of the freezer where it kicks so hard and everything. And then I guess after that, it suffocated or something and died in there. Well, anyhow, it smells. I mean, it just smelling awful and everything. When I bought the freezer, that man that said it had a real good guarantee on it and everything, and I was wondering if maybe y'all could just bring me one to replace it out here this evening.
No, sir, we can't. Not on something like that.
Well, it wasn't my fault the hog came to in there.
It wasn't our fault either. I mean, it's not the manufacturer's fault.
Well, they said that it was, you know, guaranteed. That man that sold it to me said it was guaranteed against anything for a year, and I only been had it about 11 months.
They're guaranteed against just, you know, if they quit working or something like that.
Well, it quit working after it did that.
I'm pretty sure it did, but
yes,
I mean, we don't cover a pig tearing up one.
Yeah. Well, I still owe about $300-$400 on it, I guess, and y'all just gonna, I guess, just come on out here and get it. And
you
I believe I paid about $150 on it so far.
You don't owe us anyway, sir. We no longer have your account. We have sold all the accounts.
Well, has a man been coming by here and getting my payment every week in a little old pickup? I thought he worked for you.
No, sir.
Uh-huh. So
hadn't had a routeman in 2 months.
Sir?
We hadn't ran a routeman.
Well, he just came by here the day before that happened and picked up a payment. There's a man in a little old green pickup.
I don't know.
Said it was with your store.
Well, he's telling you a lie.
Yes, sir. So you ain't gonna do nothing about it?
About what?
About my freezer. Y'all, I got it from y'all. It was guaranteed through y'all.
Sir, there's nothing we can do.
Well, why not? I mean, we out here, it ruined all the other meat. We had some peas
and
everything.
I'm sorry about that, sir, but there's nothing we can do about a pig tearing it up. That is not guaranteed under nothing. There's nobody that'll guarantee that.
This piece of paper I'm looking at says something about unconditional guarantee.
That's right, unconditional.
Yes, sir. That means any condition, don't it?
No, sir. That means unconditional.
What do that mean?
That depends on what tore it up. And if a pig coming alive inside of it tore it up, there's nothing I can do about that.
Well, it wasn't my fault.
It wasn't my fault.
I thought I'd killed the pig.
You know, there's nothing I can do about it, sir.
Well,
as far as somebody coming by there getting your money telling you from their store, you might as well call the law on that one because they're lying to you.
Calling the law? Well, the man said his name was, that came by here, his name was, I believe he said his name was Kevin Pooh. What you look like?
I haven't been by there in no green truck anyway. We don't have a green truck. Our trucks are white.
What do you look like?
What does it matter what I look like?
Well, I want to see if it was you.
Well,
somebody, I guess, been putting the money in the pocket.
Well, I mean,
I'm out of freezer and my money.
There's nothing I can do about that.
Yes, well, I'm going to do something about this. I'll be down there to see you. You going to be there all day?
Yes, sir, I will.
Yeah, well, I'll be down there to see you in about, I don't know how long it takes to get up there. I got to hitch a ride, but I'll see you in about 30 minutes.
All right, come on.
All right, sir.
Good morning, Skinners.
I need to talk with Kevin Poole.
This is him.
This is Lucretia Richardson. My husband just called you about this freezer.
Mm-hmm.
And you can talk to him the way you want to, but you're going to come out here and do something about this freezer today, what I'm talking about. Because it's stinking out here, and you've been coming by here and getting our money. You had. That's... Hello?
Good morning, Skinners.
I need to speak with Mr. Poole. This is Lucretia Richardson.
This is who?
Lucretia Richardson.
Just a moment. Mr. Poole's left the building.
Well, ain't that strange, because he hung up on me. You tell him I call about my freezer. I'm coming down there. My name Lucretia Richardson. I got on a purple pantsuit, and I'm coming, and I want a new freezer today. You tell him that, all right?
You can talk to him.
Well, where he at? Hello?